Our scripture day is from the book of Matthew. You are the salt of the earth. But what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, the lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. The word of God for the people of God.
It is such an honor and a privilege to stand before you this morning. To prepare our hearts and minds to receive, let us join together in prayer. God, we honor you and adore you. Bless this worship experience. Let your Holy Spirit rule and reign in this place. Clear our minds to receive whatever you have in store for us, and then set our hearts on fire. Amen. America is the greatest country in the world. Just a few weeks ago, we celebrated America the Beautiful, our land, our independence, and our freedom. You know, certain things only happen in America. Here's what I mean. Only in America can a pizza get to your house faster than an ambulance. Only in America do the drugstores make the sick walk all the way to the back of the store for prescriptions. Only in America do people order double cheeseburgers, large fries, and a Diet Coke. Now, don't get me wrong. We are blessed to have been born and raised in America. And when I hear the song, God Bless America, something just happens to me. I get so excited. I have a new appreciation for that song now. You see, I believe that God has already blessed America. It's our turn. It's our turn to shower hope into someone else's life. It's our turn to speak truth into a bad situation. It's our turn to do a good deed just by simply reaching out to others. Oh, I know if someone would ask you to do something, you would do it in a split second. But the question I want you to ponder this morning, when we are doing a good deed, are we making an impression or an impact? You see, when we are making an impression on someone, we get concerned about our image. We talk different. We act different. We look different. We even walk different. And we are even concerned about what people are going to think or say about us. Why? Because the good deeds that we do, we want the praise rather than give God the praise. In Matthew's gospel, it provides two astounding images on how we as individuals and as a church can make an impact in the world. The first image is salt. The scripture says we are the salt of the earth. We all know that salt can flavor a whole batch of food. And not only can salt flavor, it can also preserve. Salt can penetrate, and salt can spread. And this is how the gospel worked. The message of Jesus Christ began with a small group of disciples, and it has now spreaded all over the world. Didn't he touch your life one day? If you want to make an impact, share what God has done for you personally. Now, don't tell them about your car and your house and your money. Talk about how God has brought you out of darkness, set your feet on straight street, and gave you the strength to fight. Every one of us in here has a story. It's our time to be the salt of the earth. The second image is light. Our scripture says we are the light of the world. You see, light makes things visible. It transforms darkness. It illuminates. It reveals. And light points the way. The same is true with the gospel. The word of God is like a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. The word of God reveals. The word of God transforms. The word of God is true and real. More importantly, light shines. It shines like the love that's deep down on the inside of us. That love of Christ shines through us and shines to others. It's a love that gives. It's a love that grows. And it's a love that's eternal. The good news in the message today is we abide in the eternal love of Jesus Christ. We become the salt of the earth and the light of the world. So the Bible tells us today, don't hide your light. Let your light shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Your smallest deed is better than your biggest intention. I'd like to share a short story with you. It's a true story about a man who spent a lifetime doing good deeds. He was excellent at home improvements. He would travel anytime, anywhere, any place. No job was too big or too small. And at the onset of his profession, he was real big on making impressions. He would marvel at his work. Until one day, he had a heart attack and needed a pacemaker. This totally transformed his life. You see, your heart is your greatest asset. When the man returned back to work, he continued to do good deeds. But you know what? He started charging little to nothing at all. He would tell people, "My reward is in heaven." He died a few weeks ago. At the age of 61, he engraved on his casket were these words, "Let the work I've done speak for me." No doubt this man made an impact on a whole lot of people. He didn't mind spreading salt, and he didn't mind letting his light shine. You know, it's no accident that you are sitting right here today. And it is no accident that I am preaching this particular sermon on this particular text on this particular Sunday. Today is the kickoff for the 4th annual Servant Day. And St. Luke's is our time to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. We have been called to proclaim the mighty acts of a good God, both locally and around the world. We are children of the Most High God. This isn't just something we choose to do. It's something that God keeps doing with us and through us. Some of you might be wondering, what is Servant Day? Well, I'm glad you asked. Servant Day allows us as individuals and as a church to come together and make a difference in the community. It's our opportunity to spread a little salt and a little light. Did you know statistics say we are given 8,760 hours in a year? Servant Day is an opportunity for us to use 4 of them. There are activities that will interest you in over 17 different agencies. They're just waiting on the other side of those doors. Make up your mind now. Sign up today and go out and bless America. Oh, I know some of you might be thinking, I already do a lot for the church. Or maybe you find yourself saying, look what I do for the church. Now, wait a minute. Don't get too braggadocious. And don't start ego tripping, because we know if we ego trip, it stands for we're edging God out. God's only desire is for us to make an impact and not an impression. As individuals, I challenge you today to start making an impact. Make an impact at home. Make an impact at work. Write someone an encouraging note. Call up a family member or a friend. Do another act of kindness. Maybe you want to pay for somebody's meal while sitting in a restaurant. And what you really can do is buy a person a tank of gas. Just do something this week, one little thing, for the sake of making an impact. And as a church, we have Servant Day. Servant Day presents that unique opportunity to make an impact. And I leave you with this. You never know who God is going to put in front of you to touch. It's our time now. It's our time to bless America. It's our time to make an impact. So reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this a better world if you can. As we listen to the hymn of response, let us take a look back at last year's Servant Day. We were able to capture some of the impact through pictures. Let's take a look.